Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parenting Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell with...
Florence, can you say...
Pods.
No. Can you say Josh Widdicombe? Can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
Well done. Esme, can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
Well done. And what about Rob Beckett?
Beckett.
Rob Beckett.
York.
Hang on. And now Theo, can you say Josh Widdicombe?
It's right there.
Well done. And what about Rob Beckett?
It's right there.
Can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
Well done. Yay.
Awesome. Right, Rob. Yeah. I'm going to ask you just some questions. Firstly,
yeah.
Do you agree with me they need to get a PCR test?
I mean, yeah, they're riddled with COVID. And that's an advert for not having three kids. It's fucking, I got bored listening to it. I'm having to go through all of them and keep them happy.
Did you find that stressful, mate?
Yeah.
That's triplets.
Oh, my God. I could sense the energy.
Could you imagine, Rob?
Oh, my God. And having to go through all of them all the time, so they all felt like they were getting enough attention. It's exhausting. Fair play, triplets. What's her name, the lady?
This is Linda from Somerset.
I'm going to guess... Oh, too late. That was going to be a new game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was going to say Basingstoke anyway, so never mind.
Not a million miles. This is Florence.
Nothing's a million miles, though, is it, really?
No.
Nothing's ever. Oh, well, how far is it? A million miles. Even Australia's not a million miles, is it?
No.
Depends on the route, doesn't it?
What is it, 6,000? It's not worth it. This is Florence, Esme and Theo. They are triplets and are turning three in December.
Oh, God.
We are avid listeners to the podcast, have been meaning to get in touch for a while. But I imagine you've been quite busy. I am often in stitches listening to the shit you pair get up to. But listening to how Rob is getting on with his new four-legged addition has confirmed to me that now is not the right time to get a dog.
No. I'd wait till they're six. Six minimum.
Six, which is a combined age of 18.
Yeah. She's done 18 years of parenting already by then.
My God. So congratulations. Well done, Linda, on getting through it. And well done on... it made me edgy listening to it.
Yeah, it was. It did seem stressful, and you know, I don't think you need to add a dog into the mix at this stage.
No,
do you know what I mean? What I would say about dogs is,
yeah,
dog shit. I think needs a new PR team. It's not as bad as you're led to believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's almost been like a real sort of hate campaign towards dog shit. Where
it stinks.
But actually, when it first comes out, it's quite hard and don't smell if you're quick with a bag.
Yeah, you've got to get quick with a bag.
If you're quick with a bag and you have to keep it as one critical one mass. You break that up, you've got to go in, big strong hand, straight in, and if you gobble up a bit of soil or bark or grass with it, you know, that's just part of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd say big handful, get it in there, don't break it up, whip it shut, jobs are good and you don't even know you've had shit in your hand.
This is like Gardener's World, it's lovely.
I'd say human shit's worse from a child.
Would you?
Yeah, because it's not... It's outside, so it doesn't smell in your house, does it?
Yeah.
And you just want quick pick-up, job done. See you later.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm glad it's all going better. I used to live in an area of London that was so rough that you could see, like, the dog shit was, like, worse.
Well, basically, if you get them nicer food, they do less shits and they smell better.
Yeah.
So if you get the cheapest food, they do loads of shit because there's not much nutrition in the bit. It's just sort of a lot of guff.
Right.
So the guff comes out. But if it's all highly nutritious, then it actually it gets broken down and used as energy. So it's less shit and less smelly. So if you are living in a rougher area and there's less money to go around for the dog's dinner...
Mate, these dogs basically had the shits. It was awful.
They were eating their own shit. It was basically, that was their diet. They had to eat their own shit. It just kept on going round.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I wish they were because it would have got off the bloody pavement, mate. Am I right?
In a vicious cycle.
How are you?
You know what? I'm all good. I've had an absolutely insanely busy few weeks of work. You know, this in our industry, this is a very busy time.
Yeah.
Because it's you have lots of like tour shows because they're very popular in autumn. People don't want to go to a theatre in summer. You've got a lot of like award dues and Christmas parties that we host.
Yeah.
And a lot of any TV stuff sort of gets filmed just before Christmas. We've had our books released. So like January for us is dead time really, isn't it?
Do you know what, Rob?
Yeah.
I've got the first half of January I'm off and the second half is an absolute shitstorm of work.
What are you doing? But you aren't getting 2 weeks off at the beginning almost. Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not complaining. But do you know what, Rob?
Yeah.
I finish on December the 12th this year.
That is so early.
I know.
That's great.
I can't believe it. December the 12th, Sunday, December the 12th,
yeah.
When we record a show that is live on New Year's Eve for the last leg.
Okay, that's your last thing, yeah. So that's not live.
Well, let's not go into that, Rob.
You're not there.
Let's not go into that, Rob.
But you're pretending you're there. You all celebrate as New Year's.
We never say explicitly whether we're there or not, Rob.
Yeah, but it looks like you are.
It does look like we are, doesn't it?
Is that okay? What is your hashtag again?
Oh, my God, this is a kick in the fucking jaffers. 9 years. 9 years?
Is that the hashtag now? 9 years?
9 years.
Is it okay? Is it okay that you pretend it's New Year's Eve?
We don't pretend.
You don't
Rob.
Pretend. Is it okay that you record a show on the 12th of December that talks about it being New Year's Eve and you talk about New Year's resolutions even though you've not had Christmas yet? Is that okay? Hashtag.
I tell you, I don't think it is, but I'm fucked if I'm coming back on New Year's Eve.
He's off on the 12th, yeah?
I'm off on the 12th. We're doing a Christmas special as well. I'll give you a clue. I'm not spending Christmas Eve at 10 p.m. with Adam and Alex.
Well, that's good then, the 12th, because I think our job's quite feast or famine, isn't it? So like, I've been working all day and I've been sort of leaving the house about 8 in the morning, getting home about 1 a.m. for the last sort of couple of weeks, 5-6 days a week. So it's been quite full on, but then it does go quiet. But I cannot function in the morning with the kids. I've been getting up with them. Lou let me have a lie-in today, right? But this is what constitutes a lie-in now, because basically I got in really late last night and I only had this at 10:30. I didn't have to go anywhere. Yeah. So this is what constitutes a lie-in. Basically, I had to get up at about 9:30 to get ready to record this. Okay, so that is not, for anyone without kids, that's not really a lie-in, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, and what time did you get up this morning?
4:15.
Okay, well, let's deal with that later. But then...
Well, really, Rob, because I've been dealing with it for 6.5 hours.
But but for normal people that haven't got an awful life like us, 9:30 a.m. is not a lie. If no one who hasn't got kids go, I had a right nice lie-in the other day. What time did you get up? 9:30, right?
Having gone to bed at 1.
Yeah, 1 a.m. Yeah, going to bed at 1 a.m.
8.5 hours is the required amount of sleep.
Well, I got in at 1, but then I had to take the dog out for a shit at 1 a.m. in the frost.
Of course, which you love, to be fair.
Yeah, and actually it wasn't that bad because it was really cold. The shit almost froze as it left its body. That's the good thing about whippets. Their body temperatures are so low. That also, I hate...
Also, it's so far off the ground, it has freezing time before it hits.
I know! It's like someone having a shit off a goalpost as it lands. It's like when someone froze a boiling pan of water in the air and it all just goes into vapour or whatever it goes into. But what I'd say, also, I need to retract, the amount of slagging off I give whippets for having coats on, you have to give them a coat. They are just too cold.
Oh, here he is, Jimmy Cipollata.
No, he won't... The Cipollata will not... My dog won't go outside without a coat on.
Yeah?
He refuses.
That sounds like the start of a joke. Are you moving to your tour show?
Just workshopping some stuff, actually. Yeah, anyway, so what am I Yeah, so 9:30 a.m, right, was when I got up today, right? Should I tell you what happened between those hours, okay?
What, 1 and 9:30?
No, yeah, so 1:30 I went to bed. So basically, at 5:45, the dog cried, which woke me up, and then Lou went down to deal with. I went back to sleep. And then I heard Lou having an argument with both kids and the dog for about 30 minutes at 7 a.m.
Oh, that was going on.
Then at 7:15, the cat came and sat on my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that woke me up.
Yeah.
And then the cat went off. And then about 7:15, my youngest came in and literally slapped me around the face and said, wakey, wakey, open the curtains and turn the light on.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so now I sort of told her to go away. And then, so she went away. So I got up at that point, shut the curtains, and then turned the light off. By the way, the landing light's on the whole time here, basically like the sun burning my retina.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Lou's left the door open?
Oh, I don't know, but do you think I'm going to pull Lou up on that when she's dealing with a dog on a school run? Absolutely not. I'll lay there in silence in the bright light.
Like you're being taken up into a spaceship.
Yeah, so that's good, right? So my youngest goes away, I get up, shut the curtains, and then turn the light on. Anyway, and then I go to get my phone to see what time is, and unbeknownst to me, a half-drunk open can of Coke Zero's next to the bed. Not mine.
Oh.
Who has Coke Zero open next to a bed?
Next to a bed?
Yeah, I'll tell you who has it. Louise Watts, when she's absolutely shit-faced the day before with a hangover and has brought up a can of Coke while she's lying in bed and left it on my side. I don't know it's there. I've knocked it over. So now I've got Coke Zero all over our light-coloured carpet that now I'm with a morning glory erection trying to clear up.
Right, we didn't need that.
On
we
the
didn't
floor,
need that. We did
naked, my ass in the air like someone's trying to park their bike.
Oh, come on now.
So I'm trying to clear that up, right? So I clear that up, and then I get into bed. Then Lou comes in because she needs to do her hair. So that's 9:15, and I go, "Oh, there was a can of unopened thing there." What? And I'm sort of, I've got the ump that's there because that's been another thing that's woke me up. And then she went, "Oh, well, I actually haven't got the time to clear that up now. I'm sure we can do that later." So now it's my fault that I fucking spilt a drink I never even had in the first place.
Oh God, Rob.
But that was my line. That was between 6 and 9:30 of my line.
On any other day, I'd have pity for you. Little tip I've got for you on lions.
Go on.
So the other day, I didn't say a lion, but I went back to bed. A nap. A mid-morning nap. 8 a.m.
Rested your eyes.
Yeah, I'd been up 3 hours. I've started having my naps in the spare room, Rob.
This is how it starts. It's nice, isn't it? Your own bed.
Fucking hell, Rob.
Isn't it nice?
You know when you see those old couples that have got 2 single beds and you think, I will never turn into that.
It's the same as when you're young and you start dating and you see couples with like a book or like their phone out and you go, that'll never be us. Yeah. Give us 2 kids in 10 years, it fucking will be.
Do you know Helena Bonham Carter and Tim Burton, when they were married, they had separate adjoining houses?
No way. That's too far, isn't it? But that would be nice.
It would be
wouldn't it? You just sort of pop in and out, you swap the kids. It's sort of like being separated, but not just physically, but not emotionally.
Yeah.
That's the dream, I think, isn't it?
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Today Healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Yeah, because you know what, Rob? Not my biggest issue of the week, but when I haven't got much time in the evenings, I'm finding it difficult to push through with Rose an 8-hour documentary about the making of Let It Be.
What hour are you on?
I'm 20 minutes in, Rob, and I've watched it all on my phone while I've been on the toilet so far.
Oh, so you've only watched 20 minutes of it?
But I want to watch it on the screen, but I have no point when I watch television except when Rose is there, Rob.
Why not? Because you've got no time?
When am I going to do it? What evenings?
Well, from the 12th you can.
From the 12th I can, Rob.
What's on your to-do list from the 12th? Now you haven't got work. What you do? Because I imagine your daughter's going to be in preschool for a bit still.
One week.
So you've got a week of just one child for 2 of you to look after. So what are you going to do?
Yesterday I did something very smug, which I'm going to say, I wasn't planning on revealing this as it is too smug.
Yep.
But I had an 8-hour round trip to do a book event at the Hay on Wire Festival, Rob.
Oh my God, why?
I'm not going to lie.
Hay on, why did you go?
Well, Hay on, I agreed to it 3 months ago when I was worried about sales.
Hay on, the anxiety got me. Yeah. Hay on, 8-hour round trip. Hay on, hello, motorway services.
Yeah.
Hay on.
Anyway, Hay on.
Yeah.
Did all of my Christmas shopping on my phone in the 8 hours in the car.
You mad fucker, that's amazing.
I couldn't believe I was doing it.
So you did it all?
I did. I reckon I've done 80%.
That's unbelievable. It's November.
I know.
You're unbelievable.
I couldn't believe I was doing it. I was like, I'm going to use this time.
Do you know what it is? I wanted to write a film about this, about a man that never slept and what he could achieve. And I think you're doing it.
Well, Rob, talking of never slept, shall I let you into my sleep hell?
So you've been up since 4:15 a.m. this morning. Would you text Roman Kemp, Zoe Ball, checked in with all the guys, Dave Berry?
Well,
Jamie Finkston, right, rise and shine, guys. Let's go and get it. Big frosty morning. Let's go. Let's cheer these commuters up. Let's cheer these commuters up.
So we've moved on to Christmas magic. So it's Ronan Keating now.
Oh, I love him. And great guy.
Yeah. Nice bloke.
Lovely bloke. I think his producer's great as well. Brian Murphy used to produce me Absolute Radio. Very good. Very good producer. Great show. Great guys over there. I sound like a corporate man.
Have we gone? We've gone Christmas early.
We would have done our Christmas decorations this Saturday just gone, but Lou went out on the piss. She went out for a drag brunch in the afternoon. I got a text at 7 p.m. from her mate saying, "Brace yourself, Rob."
Oh God!
Is that the most worrying text you can get?
Oh no!
Anyway, it turns out she had a tactical sick, and then she stayed out till 11. Legend.
Good on her, woman after my own heart.
I'm going. So 4:15. Yep, you got up very early.
So he's just waking up very early, Rob.
Okay. What time's he going to bed?
7. We've tried changing that. We've tried changing everything.
I'm not criticising, just asking questions.
Oh, okay.
Don't get defensive.
Yes.
But if you did say, we put him down for the night at 2 p.m, I would go, reconsider. Have you tried 3:30? Is he still having a nap in the day?
Three
naps in a day. Drop a nap?
No, Rob. He's only 6 months, mate.
Russell Kane flannel.
So, normally, I can't complain because he's not a bad sleeper compared to a lot of other six-month-olds.
Yeah, but that's like saying, you know, he weren't a bad Nazi compared to the other Nazis, isn't it? There were worse ones.
So, because I've got a friend who listens to this, and his wife listens to this, and she was like, "Have you heard that Josh and Rose's kid? He's sleeping through." But yeah, but he's sleeping through till 4:30, mate.
That's not sleeping through. That's sleeping towards.
Yeah, exactly. And then he is fucking awake. Like I was. So let me take you through what I've tried this week. Right, 4:15 this morning.
Yep.
4:45 yesterday morning.
Yep.
Yesterday morning, I was like. Right.
So you do the first shift because Rose does the breastfeeding in the night, basically.
Rose breastfeeds.
Yep.
Then I do a shift.
So Rose is up at that point at 4:15. So
Rose gets and then she goes back to bed.
Oh, God, that is a brutal shift for women breastfeeding. It's so hard, isn't it?
All right, mate. Well, think about me.
I know, but you've got to remember, because at least you're not. She's up in the night as well breastfeeding. Does he
he doesn't wake up in the night. He sleeps from 7 till 4:15.
That is brilliant.
No, it's not, Rob.
You are so lucky.
Why don't you shove it up your fucking ass, which is bare, while you're leaning over to get a Coke Zero, because I hate you.
And you're finishing work on the 12th. Oh, I might have to get someone else on this show. Your life's too easy.
You are.
7 till 4, nothing. So that's basically from 7 to 4, you could like just do whatever you wanted.
No, I couldn't.
Rose could get a part-time job in the evenings. Has she got that much time? Brilliant. You could drive to Hay on Wye and back. That's great. Gosh, brilliant sleeper.
He's not. Well, he is. But he's just... He's an hour off being the perfect sleeper. But that hour is killing me. Because when he... It's so tantalising.
But you said you love getting up at 5 and watching documentaries. Or is it or 4, though?
This was the thing. So yesterday, I was like, the problem is I've been getting him up. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to stay in the dark room, right?
Okay.
And I'm just going to get him back to sleep. I genuinely... So I thought, I can't do this on my own. I'll have an ear in. I'll listen to a podcast. Fine.
So you're trying to get him back to sleep at 4:15 after he's been breastfed?
Yeah. I reckon, I was thinking, if you said to me, you've got to go up to a man in the street today and get him to sleep, I'd have more chance.
Who would you pick out of interest?
Just
if you had to do that challenge, like what would you go? I'd probably get a Coke.
Old man, right?
I'd get on a bus and find someone who's finishing a night shift.
Yeah, exactly. Or a drunk.
Yeah.
Like, but.
Lay him down in the doorway of a betting office, stroke his nose.
Yeah. Honestly, mate, I'd have more chance. I was in there 1:15, right?
Yeah.
Till 5:30. Still only 5:30. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore. is, because the thing with going downstairs is at least I'm getting some kind of connection with my son.
Yeah.
At least I can make a cup of tea.
Yeah.
At least I can put the radio on. At least I can, let's be honest, look at my phone.
Yeah. You don't need to look at a six-month-old, do you?
No, but you can at least go, oh, he's got a cheeky smile. That'll get me through. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, quick photo of that back on TikTok. Send it to your mum and Rose. Job done.
Yeah. He doesn't eat in the mornings as well because it's too early. Because he's not insane. He doesn't need. He's not hungry at 4:30.
Is he on food as well as breastfeeding?
Yeah. He loves eating at any other time.
I forgot everything you have to do with a baby.
Yeah, exactly, mate.
It is just sort of like your brain deletes it. All control and delete on all of that.
Exactly. So I'm up at 4:15. 4:15. It's insane.
It's like getting a flight.
But I'm not going anywhere.
I know, mate. Tell me about it. With a circus, just repeat every day.
And it's never going to end.
Well, it will. It'll get older.
Yeah, but...
I woke up until I was four at 4:30 a.m. every day.
Don't tell me that, right?
Whatever my mum did, I woke up...
I don't believe it. I don't believe this.
I'll ring her now. Do you want me to ring her?
No.
I'll ring her now and ask her.
No, but this is going to break my soul.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just acceptance, isn't it, to the truth? You know what I mean? She might still be in bed. I know this is sickening for you, but my mum and dad get up about midday. They go to bed at 2 a.m. and get up at midday. She's asleep. So she's still asleep, Josh.
This is insane.
But she's catching up on when I used to be her kid, like a baby. She's still in deficit. No, look, nothing. Anyway, well, she might ring me. Oh, hello, Mum. You're on the podcast with me and Josh.
Hello, Mrs. Beckett.
Josh has just said, like, you can't hear him because I've got headphones in. But he's going to hear you. He won't be able to talk to you. What time did I used to wake up in the morning when I was a kid?
About 4:30.
And how long did that go on for?
2 years about... Well, she went to school, really.
OK, cool. That's all we needed, really. Thank you very much, Mum.
OK, then, love. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Bye. OK, so there's the evidence. Your response?
I just can't believe this is happening to him.
School.
Yeah. I tell you what, mate, he's going to school next week.
Just drop him off. Just wheel him in with a uniform on. Little elastic band tie. Well, yeah, because nothing would tire me out, but school tired me out, basically.
I don't understand what's going on with my life.
So, I think you've got a 4:30-er.
No, I don't. I think you want it. I think you're enjoying that 2 weeks ago you were the guy with the dog, and I'll be honest with you now, I shouldn't have taken so much pleasure in it because it's coming back to bite me on the arse.
I'm just saying... You've tried everything. And
no, tried everything.
You've tried everything. You can't push it back. He still wakes up at 4:30, okay? And basically, you know, he's a good sleeper. He's choosing to wake. This is when he wakes up.
I refuse to believe it.
Well, there was no coercing there. You were with me in the moment. I rung my mum and asked her, what time did I used to get up? She said, 4:30. When did that stop? She went, when I went to school. That wasn't on FaceTime. That was a phone call. I wasn't, like, giving her a wink to wind you up. You've told me this live. This isn't set up.
No, I know it's not right.
I'm just telling you, you're going to have to start getting used to waking up at 4:30.
Okay.
And just you need a system in place to deal with the new time your day starts.
I'm going to need to cancel every gig I've got until 2027. I know my agent listens to this. Please pull them out of my diary.
Until he's at school. Actually, that would go like, he's at boarding school, actually. Yeah, he started next week. We just thought we might as well get the education in early. He'll sleep. He can wake the master up early.
4:15 this morning. So, anyway, you're up.
So, to be fair, it will get better. It will be another 15 minutes going forward.
It's not happening. I'm moving out. I'm going to do a Helena Bonham Carter.
All I can give you is anecdotal evidence from what I was like as a child.
But at least in the long term, he's going to be a highly successful comedian. That is a positive.
Yeah, I do think I'm very much an anomaly. I don't think I'm the rule.
Do you want to hear more about how awful it is?
Yes!
So...
I've got some more positive nativity news to tell you after. So if you keep telling me how awful it is, I can bring everyone up. But actually, I think everyone enjoys this. And I don't think I'm winding you up here. I think this is, you know, my mum always says, show me the baby or the child and I'll show you the man or the woman. It's like they very much define who they are early doors.
Yeah. I nearly left the Zoom during your mum's phone call, Rob, just so you know.
So what else has been happening?
Nothing. Nothing, Rob. Because nothing happens at that time. Do you, I can't even WhatsApp people because no one's up. So when my daughter was waking up at 5:30, yeah.
What time does she wake up now?
8. She was up this morning.
She's at nursery though, isn't she?
Yeah.
Going to school soon, so it does, yeah, they will sleep longer then.
Yeah. But it was the middle of summer, so I could take her out. We'd go for a walk.
You text me at 5 to 6am.
Yeah, I'd been up for nearly 2 hours.
5:56am you text me there, saying, been up since 4:15, today's podcast is looking like a classic.
It's just not possible. I feel depressed when I go to bed, Rob.
Yeah, people say they wake up sad. You shouldn't go to bed sad. That's a red flag, mate. It's because...
But it's ever since the clock's changed. He's done it.
Can't stop the clock. He can't blame the clock.
I know, but what's going on?
It's been a month. That's.
I know, but it's all gone to shit since then. It was going so well.
I know we've laughed and taken the piss, but is there any way you can shorten the naps or drop a nap in the day?
He barely naps.
Okay.
He's not a napper. He's not one of life's nappers.
I didn't nap either.
Oh, come on now.
Do you want me to ring my mum?
Did you sleep through from 7 till 4:30?
Do you want me to ring my mum?
Yeah, with the following questions. Were you good at naps?
Okay, what was I good at? Okay, right, I'll ring her back.
And did you sleep through?
Did you sleep through or did I wake up in the night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hello, it's me again. You won't be able to talk to Josh, you can just hear you. Where are you?
Where am I?
It's so loud.
I've got the TV on.
Oh, my God, you're such a nan. Anyway, can I ask you a couple more questions about my sleeping as a child?
There wasn't a lot of it.
OK, right. Did I nap?
Yeah, you would sometimes have a nap in the day, but you was always up by 4:30.
And did I sleep through? When I went to bed for the evening, like 7-ish or whatever, did I sleep through or did I keep waking up?
No, slept through, but you just woke up really, really early, just ready for the day.
Perfect. So that was great. Thanks, Mum. Anything? Any advice? Because Josh's child's like me, really, and I think he's going to be like that. Is there any advice? What did you do to deal with it? Did you try anything?
Well, I tried putting you to bed later, but you still woke up the same time because everybody said...
Been there, done that.
You should go to bed at 6 because you were exhausted.
Yeah.
And they said keep you up later, but you'd go to bed at 8 and still get up at 4:30.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I just kept putting you to bed. The only thing I did, I didn't drive too much because it was dangerous because I was supposed to get up about 2 with Joe to feed him and you got up at 4 and then I just used to strap you in the pram and walk.
Yeah.
She was safe and I wasn't... Because I didn't remember going places. I was so tired. It was exhausting. But they do grow up and go to school.
Yeah,
and
so
they do leave, and then they do leave home.
So it's just that sort of 4 years. So what you'd say is just basically you have to plough through it. Don't drive due to the danger and just keep walking and we'll forget where you've been, but you get through it eventually.
Yeah, and everybody's safe. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
So I've just got to keep you
safe. So it's more of a sort of, you know, a public safety message.
If that's their sleep pattern, that's their sleep pattern. Some people need more than others. And
yeah, okay.
Dan's needed more sleep than you and slept lovely.
Yeah. And that's I think they find their routine quite early on, don't they, with what they do?
Oh, come on, Rob, that's a leading question. In court, that would be a leading question.
Good night's sleep, you know, we used to do shifts.
Yeah.
One get up at 4:30 and then perhaps go back to bed at 9 when the other one got up on
that
weekend. So you just get your sleep where you can.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Mum.
Bye,
love you. Bye.
Thanks, Mrs. Beckett.
Okay, so I think, has that helped?
Leading question.
She brought up the fact that you shouldn't drive. It's dangerous.
Well, does she know about my issues with the battery on my car, Rob, last time I didn't drive?
My mum, you know, old school, she was getting up at 2 on her own with the other kid, my brother Joe, and then she was getting up with me at 4 and she weren't being driven to Hay on Wye.
No, I know.
She was walking around the streets with a buggy crying. Poor woman.
Rob, were people in the past tougher?
Yes. My mum's old school, mate, though. She'd eat you up for breakfast.
Why am I so weak?
I think... I don't think you're really weak. I think you were on telly quite early.
I wasn't.
You was on telly quite early. And you had the good life on telly before you had kids.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. You was a bit pampered before you had kids. That's what I'd say.
Rob, I've already told you, when I was on telly, I lived in an area that was so bad, the dog shit had the runs.
Yeah, but you didn't have to clear it up, and you saw that from your chauffeur-driven car that had your backpack in while you ran. Anyway, Josh, I'm only messing. You're not old. My mum is old school. She's old school, like Southeast London. So she's quite tough and hardy. You're not weak. You are just dealing with a child that wakes up very early, and you're tired, and you're moaning about it, which is absolutely fine. And I think the best approach
isn't to make my peace with it, Rob.
The best approach is acceptance, surrender. No, you are a twig.
I refuse to accept.
You are a twig in a river. You can't stop the water. You can't stop the twig. Go with the flow. 4:30 a.m. is your new alarm clock. And enjoy it. Embrace those early mornings. See the sun come up. That nice cold air down your lungs. And you go for a walk in the morning to get some bread at 5 a.m.
Rob, this morning, when I got up, I was like, why is it so cold? Mm-hmm. I realised, because our timed heating hadn't even come on yet.
Exactly. So start adjusting that. This is when your house wakes up. It's a 4 a.m. household. If you accept it and readjust your lifestyles, before you know it, that's just your new life.
I'm going to phone Russell Kane as soon as we finish this.
Get the flannel out.
Get the fucking flannel out. This is happening, Russell.
Blackout blinds, flannel. Get Russell Kane round to sleep train your kid.
Do you know what? This morning when my daughter got up at 8, and she got up because I went up there because she wasn't up, so I presumed.
See, my brother Dan was like that. He'd sleep till 8.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, Rob, I'm not reliving your childhood.
Well, it feels like you are. That's exactly the kind of thing someone in denial would say. Has this been helpful today for you?
No.
No, okay. Right. Fair enough.
So the other day,
yeah, go on.
This will cheer you up.
Yeah.
Rose's mum walked into the sitting room. My daughter was sat in front of the TV. It had just been left on daytime TV.
Yeah.
And she was watching This Morning with Holly and Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing an interview. And on the screen, you know how it lists, it like gives like a strap line for the interview. And it was the man with the biggest penis in the world.
I've not been on it recently. When was this?
My kind of humour. My kind of humour. even with a lack of sleep, I can enjoy those kind of gags. The whole family can enjoy that humour.
I keep doing loads of dad jokes. I did a dad joke on the telly. I don't know if it'll make the edit of that big fat quiz of the year. I was talking about Hyde Park. When I've never been to Hyde Park, can never find it.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, I won't do it. Yeah.
It won't make
it. I quite like that little dad joke.
Yeah, it was nice, yeah.
Anyway, sorry, go on. The man with the biggest penis in the world. What are you looking at? 5 inches?
That was the end of the anecdote, just that my daughter was watching The Man with the Biggest Penis in the World.
Did she read that?
No, she can't read anything other than her own name at this stage, so luckily.
I've got a question, because Christmas is coming up. Are you doing Elf on a Shelf?
Oh, do you know what? My tour manager was telling me about Elf on the Shelf yesterday. I've never done it before.
Oh, it's great fun, but it's a little bit of a ball ache. Basically, do you know how it works?
So, you've got an elf, you put it on a shelf, and then each night it does something different.
Yeah, so it's basically like, I think there's a book that comes with it, and I think, I don't know what the story is, but basically every morning you have to hide the elf somewhere. When they come downstairs, I've got to find the elf on a shelf.
Well, do you know what? I do need things to do in the morning. I've got 6 hours of it.
I think if you're up early before your daughter, because you're the baby, you don't know or care, I think that's a fun thing to do. I mean, you can put it on our Parenting Help Instagram of what you've done with the... Especially the opportunities you've got of knickknacks to hide him. Or her.
Yeah. Also, because I'm up 4 hours before my daughter, I don't even need to do it before I go to bed, Rob.
No, you can do it in the... That's the thing. Embrace your new lifestyle.
Because I'm looking for things to do in the morning.
You are looking for things to do, yeah.
I've written a novel, Rob. Just this morning. That's how much time I've got.
It's called Too Sad to Sleep. Yeah, no, you can buy it online. It's like a book, and you get the little teddy in the book, and then you can make them be in funny little positions and stuff.
Great, I'm going to do it.
It's good fun. We've done it before.
Is it too late to have ordered it?
No, I think you could get it. Also, if you start it on the 3rd of December, she's not going to care, is she?
Right, I'm going to get an elf on the shelf, and I'll put it on each day. I'll put a picture on the Instagram.
Yeah, I think we've got one somewhere. We might try and do it.
Do you do Advent?
Well, we had a little bit of a headbutting exercise here with the Advent. I bought them Lego Advent calendar things because they get a little bit of Lego and they build a scene and stuff.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of kickback from that company these days, Rob, aren't you?
I'm buying it all. They ain't giving it to me. Anyway, I'm not a big fan of just giving them a bit of chocolate first thing in the morning every day for a month. I don't think it's just not very good for you, is it?
Yeah, but you know, Rob, that horse has bolted with kids.
Well, anyway, so Lou bought them a load of chocolate ones. She's built,
yeah,
got one
course.
That's like... Anyway, so what I've said is they do the Lego one in the morning and they do the chocolate one after dinner.
Yeah.
But we both bought them separately without talking.
Oh, I loved my chocolate one when I was a kid.
I know, that's the thing. Is it going to hate my Lego one?
And now, if I ever have chocolate first thing in the morning,
yeah,
it tastes like Christmas.
Yes, it does a little bit, doesn't it? But then what is first thing in the morning and what's late at night for you? When does it start? When's a big night feast?
By the way, Rob, I'm still doing my intermittent fasting, which means that...
Oh, my God, you can't do... That is impossible. You can only do that if you're sleeping, Josh.
Not eating till midday?
No, don't do it, Josh.
When I get up, Rob, it's 7.5 hours till breakfast.
No, you can't. Then again, you change your lifestyle. You need to have a lovely little bit of toast in the morning to cheer. Coffee and toast at 5 a.m. Cheer yourself up, mate. Be good to yourself.
Well, I can't have caffeine when I get up because I'm looking forward to my 8 a.m. nap, Rob.
Oh, God.
I don't want to ruin my 8 a.m. nap.
So you're not having a coffee at 4:30 a.m?
I'm having a tea that is decaffeinated.
Your life's so rubbish.
It's shit.
Have a coffee, have some toast, get some sourdough down you, mate. You live in East London, sure. Did you think your life would be more enjoyable at this stage?
What? Yeah.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Oh, two things. People keep asking, did you get your French oven delivered?
People keep asking that.
They do, because you had to put an order in, but you weren't going to get it until, like, December. It was, like, 5 months.
Well, it's up in the air whether it's going to be there for Christmas. Well,
how'd you get stuff cooked? Why have you got it so high?
Well, we've got...
It's a bit of fun. Up in the air.
Enjoyed that, yeah. But do you know what, Rob?
What?
You know, like, when... I don't know if you ever had anything delivered by, for instance, and I had this experience, John Lewis, and they turn up and they say, we can't deliver this because... These stairs don't match the requirements or whatever.
Oh, like with a sofa, you have to measure it and all that to get it. How big's this stove? Is it a corner stove?
I'm not going to say that when we had something delivered by John Lewis, the guys were looking for a reason not to take it down to the basement, but it did feel that way. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, these guys are the opposite, Rob.
Yeah.
So they sent me like a questionnaire about my house that I had to fill in. Maybe they're just going to rob me. I've just realised I'm going to be robbed by some French burglars.
The wet bandits.
The wet bandits. So I had to do my questionnaire about my house to check the cooker could be brought in.
Yeah, of course you did. You're middle class. That's lifestyle. That's just life now.
Yeah, they made me draw a diagram of the journey of the cooker.
The journey of the cooker.
So I had to draw a diagram with all the measurements of its whole journey from van to kitchen.
Oh, my God. Surely they should do that. We don't know what we're doing. We've never delivered it.
No.
Surely, it needs to be someone turns up that knows how they move and get them around corners and they can judge it, surely.
I felt like a real man, though, when I had my tape measure out and I was measuring the hallway.
Look at it, 5 a.m, get it all measured, get a job done.
Exactly, get that done. It's fine. So, yeah, that's where we are with the French cooker. Was there another question? Oh, the other thing was, yes, I did get the air sorted in my tyres, yes.
Okay, yes, everyone's a bit worried about you, Josh. Good news from the Beckett household.
Yeah.
My youngest in the nativity is playing Mary.
Oh, the big one.
Ba-na-na-na.
Yes.
It's probably only fair that I admit that she is the only girl in that preschool. This made me laugh, though, on Instagram I saw. Let me read this out to you. It's my friend of a friend. They know they're giving a little slip to say what they're in the nativity.
Yeah.
And there's that little gap. So it says, your child, and then a little gap, and whatever their name is, has been chosen to be in the nativity, blah, blah, blah. Let me read you out what my friend got. So they've written the name on it. Your child is a... And then you write in what it is. A door in the nativity. Please dress them in something black or brown. A door.
A door.
Imagine being a door.
Adorable, more like, yeah, if that was my...
Oh, here
child.
He goes.
Yeah,
he's, yeah. Not, he's up early, but he's ready to go.
Exactly. Fucking hell. On fumes. Do you want to hear a good friend of a friend story?
Oh, yeah, go on.
This rumour going round in Scotland.
Yeah.
He's being paid 100 quid a time to take people's jabs for them, and he's had 200 jabs.
No.
I mean, it can't be true, can it, Rob? It can't be.
So people that don't want the jab... Oh, my God, he's got so many antibodies. It was that a new Avengers film.
He's had 200.
200 doses of COVID. He's Omicron.
Imagine the after effects. Anyway, it's not true. And anyone that doesn't want the jab's an idiot, etc. We cover ourselves on that.
His arm must be fucking massive.
Well, how do you go in? They must go, but you've got 199 punctures already in here, mate.
It looks like a colander. Old sieve arms turned up again for another going over. Right, do you want a couple of Instagrams before we wrap up?
Yeah, bloody hell. Oh, we should say, Rob.
Oh, yes, the live show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We had a couple of technical difficulties with the mailing list due to, well, basically, the demand for tickets for the show has been absolutely massive.
Yeah.
So we're doing the show in end of January, Hackney Empire. It's all sold out. It's sold out straight away. But if you please sign up to the mailing list, and we're looking at maybe doing more. Yeah, so, but thank you very much. We really appreciate it. And sign up to the mailing list, because we will, and go on to the Insta, follow us on Instagram as well, and we are looking at maybe putting more on, and you'll be the first to find out with a code, because it all went on, it didn't even go on general sale at all, it all went to the list proper listeners. So
exactly.
If you sign up, we're going to hopefully do more all around the country so that you can all be seen to.
How do they sign up? It's in the Instagram bio.
It's also in the episode description of this show if you sign up to the mailing list there. And and also if we end up doing merch and stuff like that, it'll go through on there as well. So
everything we do
everywhere we go,
but we won't spam you.
But yeah, thank you so much for buying the tickets. We're gonna make sure it's a really good show, and we'll hopefully do some more. But right, let's do some Instagrams before we go, Josh. Oh,
I want to go to bed, Rob.
Yes, we can't, I'm afraid. I'll tell you who's in bed, though. The listeners in Tokyo.
Oh.
Hey, guys. On Tuesday episode, you did a call out for listeners in Japan. I'm actually from Orpington, southeast London, and now live in Tokyo.
Your neck of the woods, Rob.
Yes, and she actually said that she taught my nephew when he was in reception. Small world, hey. Love the podcast. Keep up the glorious work, Beth. Thank you very much, Beth, in Tokyo.
Thank you very much, Beth.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It is exciting. Exciting, isn't it?
You know, people all around the world listening at different times in different places. Just someone in eating some fucking sushi listening to us blabber on about Josh not sleeping.
Oh, God, I've just realised I've left some sushi in my bag.
Oh.
Oh, well, carry on. I bought it on the way to Hay on Wye and I didn't eat it.
8-hour round trip, Christmas presents done, rotting fish carcass. Right, here we go, another one. I've got a more tired than Josh story.
I bet you haven't.
Okay, well, let's hear it, Josh. This is from Derv La Sim, which is the Instagram name, so I hope I got that right. There's no spaces, it's just all one, isn't it, for those handles. Hi, guys, still loving the podcast. Okay, that's quite loaded. What, you waiting for it to go shit, are you?
Still, it's still going. You've still got it, guys.
We're still here. Hi, guys. Still loving the podcast. Got a more tired than Josh story. We have an 11-month-old twins and a 2-year-old. I've just gone back to work from my maternity leave and I'm bloody knackered. The cat's got an ear infection, so got his tablets ready to give to him tonight and put them on the worktop. Looked down 30 seconds later and they were gone, and then realised I had taken them myself.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But she said she's never had clearer hearing. Sorted her ears right out. Hopefully I'll still be alive to tell the tale in the morning. Look, she doesn't grow her tail. Am I right?
Oh, very nice.
Gosh, I'm got tired as well, actually. That's she's taking feline medication.
Well, do you want some more animal-based correspondence?
Yes, please.
Dog training tip for Rob.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Love the podcast. I listen to an episode every day on my drive to and from work. Just listen to the episode about Rob's dog and toilet training. We got a lockdown puppy in December 2020, and we taught her to ring a bell when she needs to go to the toilet.
Oh, yes. Really?
Best thing we ever did. It's a floor bell, like in a hotel reception. She hits it for the door to be opened.
That's good. Well, Lou's heard about this, and she's bought these weird little, like, jingle sleigh bells on the door handle. It's just really annoying.
Oh, festive.
The dog don't really touch them, so maybe we'll go to a hotel reception bell.
Yeah. Tip for stopping a dog crying at night? Put a ticking clock under a blanket in the dog's crate, and this sounds like its mother's heartbeat.
Yeah, but I just think the dog's got to fucking grow up. When you take that out, I can't imagine an adult dog still sleeping with a ticking heartbeat. Come on. You don't want some sort of little weird Norman Bates dog. Do you know what I mean? There's two. What I've learned is, Josh, if you get a dog, you have to have a chat in the park. There's two types of dog owners. Yeah. There's people with dogs and there's dog parents.
Yeah.
I'm a man of a dog.
Yeah.
And I'm not dealing with that.
I give it 3 months and you will be a dog parent.
I'm not. It's not. You pick early. It's like sleep patterns. You find out early.
And what's Lou?
Lou's half and half, but she's basically, though, because I don't love the dog like Lou loves a dog, it don't listen to me. And we have to do recall in the park and it don't want any part of me, Josh.
Oh, Rob, I'm sorry that the dog hates you.
Lou had to formally apologise to me today, Josh.
What? She had to formally apologise to you?
You know when, like, you have a bit of a row and it goes a bit quiet, you sort of, it just peters off, but, like, when you have to get an apology out of someone, the other person knows they need to apologise.
Yeah.
We're in the park, we're doing recall, it keeps going to Lou, keeps ignoring me, and I'm stood there in the park, and I feel a bit conscious anyway about screaming for a dog in a park, and obviously, when you have, if you're off the telly, people sort of look at you a little bit, and I feel a bit self-conscious and stuff like that. So when you are in a park, going, Fred, come here, boy, Freddy, and you're like, as loud as you can, and the dog's just sat on the floor next to your wife, 100 metres away. And you're going, Freddy, and the dog completely ignored me and walked off. And Lou said out loud, well, that's embarrassing, and strangers in the park laughed. And I got home and I was so sad, and I just said, and Lou went, I'm sorry about that. I was like, that was out of order, wasn't it? She went, yeah. And I went, because if I did that to you, what would you do? She said, I'd probably run away and cry and not talk to you.
Oh, my word.
So she had to apologise, which she did, which is fair. But, yeah, I've got to get a better recall.
Do you want another chip into the dog debate?
Go on.
This is from Schmodap.
Oh, Schmodap.
Hi. Here's my hot take on Rob's dog situation.
It's not a situation.
Nobody really truly likes their dog until the dog is at least 2 years old.
Okay.
And anyone who says otherwise is lying. Everyone regrets getting a dog for at least 2 years.
He's true, isn't
he? It is true, Rob. You've just got to make your peace with this.
I've got to make my peace with it.
Two of us, two men, trying to make their peace.
Oh, God. So we just basically have got... Yeah, OK. Well, that's good to know. Well, how's am I ending this show on a downer? I was loving life a minute ago, talking to my mum about your kid. Jesus Christ. Anything else or just that?
That's literally all they've sent. And to be honest, it's so cutting, it doesn't need anything else. They haven't even signed it or put their real name. It just says Schmodap.
Schmodap spitting truth. Oh, God. Right, small business shout-out.
Yeah, why not? All right, I'm going to spin down and I'm going to pick one at random, Rob. You ready?
Go for it.
Say when.
When?
Okay. Hi, Rob and Josh. Firstly, thank you for the podcast. Our daughter is 9 months old and you've been with us every step of the way.
Aww. Not from conceiving, was it?
Yeah, they... Secondly, we wanted to say it was the Judy Love episode that was playing as we conceived.
Good one, actually. It gets a bit sexy halfway through that, doesn't
it? Yeah, exactly. We shouldn't have put that slap bass on it. Right, secondly, we wanted to mention our company for your small business shout-outs. This is hopefully one for Izzy Sooty as well, since it might help with her squash habits. Do you remember she drinks lots of squash?
Yes.
Spruce water is a natural fruit powder that is used to flavour water.
Oh.
It's a grown-up squash.
Grown-up squash.
No sugar. I'm going to send this to Ellis and Izzy. No sugar, additives or preservatives. Just natural ingredients, real fruits and vitamins. We've also spent the past 2 years on the packaging to ensure it's entirely plastic-free. The first of its kind in the UK.
Oh.
Our Instagram is, this is a really good idea, at spruce, S-P-R-U-C-E, dot water. And the website is www.spruce-water.com.
All right.
Any new followers or sign-ups or orders would be amazing, not to mention a massive help to morale. We're due to launch in 2 weeks. No idea when this was sent to us, and all your support is hugely appreciated. Thanks so much, Johnny and Katie. Spruce.water on Instagram.
We've got one here as well. I've got, this is from Karen. She's had a tough year. Let's help her out with that name. She said, I'm not normally one to complain, but... No, she didn't really.
Oh,
I've made that up.
Because
she's a Karen.
Yeah.
We have fun, don't we? Listener to your hilarious podcast after my cousin Claire recommended that I listen to you. She also said you did chat-outs for new small businesses, and being that it was relevant to parenting dilemmas, I thought you may not mind mentioning my business, Go Goosey. G-O and then G-O-O-S-E-Y, is a unisex kids quick drying onesie that I came up with after taking my daughter swimming for the first time and realised what a nightmare the whole drying and dressing experience was. I've struggled with this. This might help me out, Josh. Not only did she have a meltdown, but I stood there cold and wet too, trying to get her in clothes as quickly as I could and so I could get dressed too. I thought surely there must be a solution to make things easier for us already stressed out parents. So after 6 years of finding the right material, deliberating for a while, then getting it designed and manufactured, finally launched in September of this year. We do 5 different sizes, age 2 to 11 years, and combine. I mean, 11 years is bold, isn't it? Trying to get a year 7 in a fucking onesie in front of all their mates at the kid pubing up with a fucking onesie. But anyway, they do. Leave out, mum, fucking hell. You caught me bollocks in the zip. Anyway, we do 5 different sizes, age 2 to 11 years, and you can buy it on our website, gogoosey.co.uk. We are also on Instagram and Facebook, gogoosey.uk. Next step is to make them for us parents too. Thank you so much, and keep up the good work of making us realise we're not the only ones struggling with parenthood. Best wishes, Karen, gogoosey.co.uk.
There we go. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Next week, I'll speak to you and my sleep problems will probably be solved.
Yes, yeah, surely.
So I look forward to talking about that, Rob.
Yeah, if not, we do know we've got 4 years if you're talking about getting up at 4:30 a.m. That'll last a few months whilst you accept it.
Do you know what, Rob, though? He's the perfect baby from about 8 a.m. To about 4 a.m. It's those 4 hours in the middle.
Well, no baby's a perfect baby, Josh. You've got a brilliant, brilliant sleeper and you should count your lucky stars.
I wish he was just bad at eating. That would be much easier.
Right, we've got back...
My issue with my daughter not being fussy about clothes really feels like a drop in the ocean now, Rob.
It does, doesn't it? She wouldn't put a coat on.
Yeah.
In the daytime.
Yeah, give a shit.
That was the glory days, Josh.
See you on Friday.
See you on Friday. Bye.